This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I had a couple updates, a question, and then just a PSA. So I look to you and David because you are the enlightened. You are very spiritual men. And I'm asking this in a very serious tone, and then I'll tell you why. What's hell for Mormons called? Is it just hell?
Yeah,
because I hope BYU goes to hell. Because that was it. Honest to God, it is a tradition like none other. Death, taxes, and I lose my first damn bet every March Madness. They played go to hell. Now, number two, Duquesne is your first upset. Not that they're any good, but BYU played like they were on Quaaludes. Now, let me offer you, this is a PSA, because I have to do this. I can only do this because I've arrived at a point in my life. I know who I am, and I'm pretty comfortable. If you like me, you like me, and if you don't, you don't. I don't really care. I've got good people in my life. They know me. I'm good. Don't need any more friends. Happy where I'm at. So I'm going to say something that's going to ruffle feathers, and I don't care. What is it with Michigan fans? Your team is not in the tournament. Not only are they not playing today, they aren't playing any day. You just had the worst year in school history. And yet, you have fans layered in Michigan gear walking around the streets of Las Vegas and here. Wearing Michigan gear when you go 8-24 is the equivalent of dressing up like a giant poop emoji. No fan base does this. These idiots walk around here. And if you don't believe me, go to college football season where it could be Oregon versus Washington, and there's some guy with his balls out and a big block M on his head in the stands. Yeah. Go to a state game where it's State versus Northwestern. There's a Michigan fan, and they just got to tell you about it. But what are you doing walking the streets of Vegas? Proudly in your absolutely hideous, I can't believe it's not butter t-shirts. You're not in the tournament. Do you know, if State went 8-24, I would be dressed in earthy tones. I'd be Rob Lowe in an NFL hat. But there's no fan base like them.
They have to let you know football season is just 21 weeks away. And we're the national champions.
I've never seen a fan base like it.
There it is, Rico. I'll give you a date. It is January 8th. National title. That's why they're wearing the Michigan gear.
No, it has nothing to do with basketball.
No. I know we don't have access to drops because nothing's effing working today. No. They've always done this crap.
Okay,
and they're
fair,
the only fan fair. Base who does it. And they'll do it at football, but like this year of all years, 8-24 is like the equivalent of wearing a t-shirt that says, my wife's banging someone else while I'm in Vegas. Why would you wear that? You went 8-24 and launched your coach out of a cannon. You may as well wear a t-shirt that says the other guy does it better.
I feel like I should make a phone call back home.
T-shirt, I'm not home. Brakes beaten off. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Because they're Michigan, they'd have to let you know, I'm Michigan, and Basketball doesn't matter to you people. You celebrate your little game.
Oh, really? You're at March Madness, Jack.
But they have to let you know this is stupid.
Okay. All my point is, collect yourself. There is no other fan base like them. No other fan base does it. Not Bama, not Texas, not Georgia,
no.
Not Duke.
No.
Nothing. Not even Cowboy fans do this crap.
No, you're right, because they'll show up at a game, head to toe, maize and blue, and I'm like,
it's Clemson, North Carolina on a Saturday night, and you're going, who's the corn cob?
Mike, I've seen it even worse. On top of that, I told the guy, I was like, you know your game is actually on right now. Why are you dressed like this at an MSU game for football? I'm like, your game is on. Your team is better. Yeah, I just got to be here to represent.
Represent what? A school you didn't go to?
Probably.
I had to bring it up. I mean, it's just, and if it upsets you, too bad. Because it's real. It's insane.
Hey.
And the other thing they do that I've never understood is unless you are at a game and you're like, look, I'm tailgating all day, I'm going to wear the T-shirt plus the hat like you want to do the layered thing. Who does the triple dog dare, meaning I've got three pieces of team apparel layered, and you're not at a game? They're the only fan base. Oh, my God, I just saw a guy walk by. He had on the little Michigan booties, the little shoes. He had on a sweatshirt, a zip-up, plus a hat. Buddy, I could see you from a mile away. We could have cut it off at one piece of gear.
Knock, knock, who's there? It's the plumber.
All right. Knock, knock, who's there? Don't know, but he's banging your wife. That's what wearing Michigan, you may as well have that T-shirt on. I'll get to the Otani stuff, but it is just something that has struck me in my now it's 24 hours I've been here. I just don't understand it. I mean, North Carolina, Kansas, you got some of the biggest, baddest fan bases in America. They don't walk around like this. But Michigan fans who aren't playing today and aren't ever playing,
but
just had the worst season in school history, please.
This is Michigan. And I need to let you know.
Okay.
This is Michigan.
All right.
Mike and Rico, I have to read you this text. I think Mikey started something here. I'm actually hooking up with my buddy's wife while he's in Vegas right now.
Wow.
And he's a Michigan fan. No,
honey, you stay out there a couple extra days with your fella. You don't get to see them but once a year.
No. All I know is if my team went 8-24, I would, like MSU football. All my stuff stayed right where it is, nice and tidy in the closet. I mean, I couldn't bring that green and white out.
So you're not walking around the Final Four
wearing
state gear?
Hell no.
Going to the national title game?
Man, my coach lost $80 million prime in his beanbag. You think I was interested in wearing a Gruff Sparty hat out? You are outside of your mind. If MSU went 8-24, had the worst season in history and fired Tom Izzo, you think I'd be out here painting my Johnson green and wearing a hat backwards? You are out of your mind.
Going to the Final Four to watch Purdue.
Yeah, and I want to make sure everyone sees me, the guy whose team decidedly isn't Purdue, in the stands.
Yeah,
I've just never met another fan base like him. There's no comparison.
Nope, you're right. I've never understood that ever. But
8-24. These dudes are layered up like they're in the Arctic Circle.
No, it's 8-24, but you guys, basketball doesn't matter. It's
right.
All about football. And I just want to remind you, we're the national champions.
Right. That's great. And I don't – oh, thank you. I don't have the heart to talk to any of these people and be like, oh, bro, nice shirt. When's your game? Like, I don't do that stuff. I don't talk bleep to people. I don't do that stuff. Rico, you are pointing at me.
No. I'm trying to say I want
this is mine. Oh, I thought he was stealing my drink. I'm going, no, wait a minute now. Oh, people, just so you understand, Rico has arms like Paul Bunyan. This arm just comes across my face over, and he's like, give me Red Bull. I'm like, well, wait, that's mine, actually. And then he grabs it again, and I go, no, it's going
Mike,
over here.
Mike, you got to be strong in the paint.
You
got to be strong in the paint.
Okay. No, it's going over here. I'm like, what is happening?
Big G didn't raise no poop butts.
No,
you got to be strong in the paint.
No. Yeah, body him. Body him. Like DJ Burns. David, a few ticket texts, please. That's all. It was one selfish segment. I had to do it.
I have a suggestion for you from the ticket tech. Notre Dame fans are the same way, someone said.
I don't
know. No. I've never seen a Notre Dame fan do that. Like, David, I'm not joking. I've taken pictures of Michigan fans at games that have nothing to do with them, and it's not even a hat. They're decked out in all
layers.
Yellow.
Layers.
To make sure they're seen. It's not even dark blue. Yellow.
It's True Detective, the Arctic Knight, or whatever it is with Jodie Foster. They are layered like they're walking into the darkness. Why are you at Circa Las Vegas head to toe in a team that won 8 games?
Someone says, I went to the Rose Bowl to watch my team, and an Ohio State fan was dressed up at the Rose Bowl.
I'll never, you know what? It's people who weren't hugged enough as children. That's all that is.
It's called team pride, bruh. It's something historical.
Yeah.
Program
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, and if you use the term bruh, you're a douche. So put that in your team pride ditty bag.
You see Michigan fans at Michigan State events because tickets are cheaper, someone says.
What does that have to do with the price?
Wait, hold on. He's trying to rip the program.
Your basketball team was giving away tickets at the end.
For a dollar.
It turned into Breslin East.
Yeah.
It turned into Mackey North.
Last time I checked, this is America, and you can wear whatever you want.
Well, hold on now. Now I know I got him. See, now I know I got you by the short hairs. Do you just play the America card?
America.
Do you just do the M-U-H freedoms, M-U-H, M-U-H freedoms?
America.
Now I know you got it by the short and curlies.
You're just a liberal, and you hate America.
Right,
because I think Michigan fans are douches.
Oh, my Lord.
This is America. Obviously it is, Jack, which means I can make fun of you.
Oh, my God.
8-24, wear it with pride.
Right.
Are you kidding
like
me?
Like, I see people with the Long Beach stuff on, like, yeah, your team is playing. You're in the tournament. Yes. But, yeah. But, no, it's not just that. When they break out the all-maze
head to toe, baby.
They want to make sure they are seen.
Yep. Someone else is saying, yeah, I would not wear Michigan gear anywhere right now. Our team blows. We don't even have a coach.
You guys know one of my buddies is out here this weekend. And unlike most of that wretched fan base, he went to the damn school. Do you know what he does not have in his possession on this trip? He wouldn't be caught dead wearing U of M stuff because he knows their ass. That's all. I had to get it off my chest.
No.
We can get to the Otani news because Lord knows it is newsy. Just hear me out on it. A crazy story in the world of sports. Want to get to it. We're going to get a tournament primer blitz 3:30. We got a lot to do. We are going to do deal breakers as well. If anyone can find Roberto, because Lord knows he's not in the studio back in Michigan. So I have a phone call to make.
So nobody's babysitting.
Gotcha.
All right. I said, so nobody's babysitting. All right.
Oh, baby. Hey, mama's about to call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to bring this up just because it's a really incredible story, and I understand baseball doesn't get us very far, but this Shohei Ohtani story that broke is absolutely wild. And the MLB not investigating, although I think I know why, is even more wild, all right? This is one of the murkiest, most, I don't want to use the word shocking, but it's just wild. So, look, basically, here's where I think we understand where we're at. So, Ohtani's bank account was sending wire transfers to illegal bookies. I mean, that's the long and short here. So, basically, it sounds like the actual story could be his translator got in way too deep in gambling debt. Maybe he goes to Ohtani for help.
Do me a solid.
Right, wrong people out. Find out about it. Translator goes, yo, I got this. I'll lay on the sword. One problem, Ohtani's team then just denies the whole damn thing, and you end up here. Now, Ohtani's not currently facing discipline. We're talking about over $5 million here. The MLB has said we're not actively investigating it, but now the interpreter, who is essentially a part of the Dodgers organization, has been fired. Look, you can start with the first thing, which is, Shohei, you make $700 million. What possible adrenaline rush are you getting from betting whatever amount of money? But my point is, you can't convince me that this isn't, this is my opinion, you're not going to convince me he's not having the translator go and rifle the bets because he's too famous to open an account. Second of all.
Brother, if I had a bill, I'd be ringing it right now.
Okay, so we're on the same page. Oh, yes. Here's the other part of this. The MLB so brazenly wants to come out and go, well, we're not investigating. Do you know why? It's very simple. They cannot. This is the ultimate case of too big to fail. They cannot have not only the game's biggest star and highest paid player, but a global icon. Ohtani represents billions with a B of global value to baseball.
Right.
This guy could kill someone. They'll bury the body. It's an unbelievable story to me. Then Ohtani not available for the 50-minute availability today while they're opening the season. By the way, shout out Rob Manfred. We're opening up baseball season at 6 in the morning from Korea.
And you're doing this for Ohtani. So you know people want to talk to him. Oh, bad timing. This, to me, the fact, because every sport wants to show we are above gambling, we are above reproach. If something happens, you got to bring the hammer down. But the fact that baseball's like, yeah, guys, there's nothing to see here. We've taken care of it. Just don't ask any more questions. Yeah, because you're banking so much on Ohtani to be the new face of baseball, making this much money. Pitcher, hitter, yeah. This isn't the interpreter's fault. I think the interpreter was told we're going to take care of you, but we need you to be that guy. We need you to be the fall guy, you know, that Chris Carter guy. That he says, yeah, everybody needs one. It's the interpreter, because it's not like they just met when he got there to the Dodgers. He's known this guy for years. They're friends. And, okay, if he's in over his head, then he would just simply come out and say, hey, you know what? He got in there. He needs some help. And I think that baseball would have actually used this to their advantage. But the fact that they're like, he did it. He's gone. No more questions. I'm not buying this. And they don't want to look any deeper into this. This may go down as one of the great sports conspiracy theories, right up there with the Patrick Ewing cold card, because baseball is not going to pursue this.
No, and again, compare it, juxtapose it to the NFL's response to certain things. They cared more about deflated footballs than you do $5 million. Like, either Ohtani is a victim of an embezzlement scheme or something even darker was going on here. Look, the fact that baseball's not investigating is the second most laughable thing I read today, outside of Long Beach State's athletic director saying he fired Dan Monson to inspire the team. We'll get to that later.
I was just playing.
I mean, my goodness. But no, it's such a wild story, and what drives me crazy in all of it. Shohei, just come out and talk.
See, I don't think they want him to talk.
I don't care about what you want.
No. Mike, because if he does, he may open up a can that the Major League Baseball can't close. That he may just start telling the truth.
But
baseball,
okay,
is like,
you're right.
No.
You're right, but that only feeds into what we believe, which
exactly.
is if you have nothing to hide and you go, listen, this scumbag stole $5 million from me, or better yet, look, here's the deal. He's essentially a member of my family. He got himself in some real problems. I'm blessed in this life. I make a bazillion dollars. I tried to take care of him.
Right.
My team didn't want anything to do it because they knew I'd end up standing right here. Yeah. All right, but here I am. I tried to fix a problem. He's been fired, and I've disassociated. End.
Yep.
But if you aren't willing or can't do that, people have every right to ask questions and go, whoa, 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 wait a second.
It's going to go up there with the Patrick Ewing card. Why did Michael Jordan leave the game for exactly 18 months?
Well, you know why.
Right. It's the sports conspiracy theories. This is going to add to it. Like, baseball is shutting it down. No, you can't speak. But I like this. No.
Oh, that,
no.
That crisis management team just leapt into action.
See, Rico, it speaks volumes, and you're right. They're playing these games in Seoul, in Korea. They want to talk to him. They showed him and his wife getting off the plane with the team. They want everything about him, yet he won't speak. Didn't speak day one. Didn't speak day two.
Think about this.
What?
It's like the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, Travis Kelce can't talk. Really? Because all we heard about was you and Taylor's. No, no. Kelce can't talk to the media now. No. Can't do this. Sorry. Moving along. Nothing to see here.
Dave, a couple ticket texts, and then I want to get to a tournament blitz kind of recap. Update people what's up. But just what has gone final? What's taking place?
I got to say, this whole situation with Ohtani is just downright disappointing. I mean, he's a guy who's always seemed to have his head on straight. This sucks. Someone else saying, I think Shohei Ohtani was definitely involved. They had a story and then came back and changed their story and stopped the first story from being released.
And let me be – my bad. Go first, and I'll follow up.
Here's what we got to remember. $4.5 million is a lot of money to us. That's nothing to him. That's the equivalent of him going out and probably spending $100. So where the number seems so large, he's probably like, what's the big deal? I can afford to lose $5 million in gambling.
Same as Barkley.
No big deal.
Same as Jordan.
Yeah.
Same as Mickelson. Like, I just – it is – I don't like that we think it's our business what all these people do. I don't care. My care is, what were you betting on? Right? Look, we live in a town where J-Mo, like, signed into the wrong account or something and got suspended for 6 games. Shohei, what were you betting on? What's the story? Why did you change? The idea
and
that –
before you lie to us, no, we can find out what you were betting.
Yeah, like, it's just – and again, the idea that he was using illegal bookmakers. It's not like he had his boy signed up at, you know, FanDuel New York and they got a VPN to fake where they were.
Mm-hmm.
When you start doing underworld stuff as the most famous – baseball player on the globe, and baseball can't bring itself to do even a tertiary investigation. I think it's worth one segment of a radio show. So there you go. Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep. 248-539-9797. Couple ticket texts, and then we got to do the tournament.
This one's kind of funny. It's the opposite of Jordan. Zach says, well, Tony might need to go play in the G League for a couple years, so we'll have the ultimate reverse of Michael Jordan. He goes to play basketball. Right?
And look, if you're young, it's always been a thing for us old heads. I believe Jordan was told, you're going to take a break.
Because
you're gambling and your dad got popped. You're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll see you in 18 months.
Yeah, because you're still collecting a check from the same owner, just a different sport.
Weird how that worked out.
Yeah.
And someone else here on the ticket tech says, so Pete Rose is now like, well, do I get in now?
Right.
All right, we will get a March Madness blitz next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That's right, guys. Let's talk about a couple of the games that have already ended, and I'm going to give you a great name that I love. Let's talk about Duquesne beating BYU, an 11-6. And the name that I love from this game, Day-Day Grant scored 19 points in this game. Do you consider that? I know it's a upset by C, but do you consider that an upset?
Yes, I consider it an upset. Duquesne is ass. They were like the 5 or 6 seed in the A-10. They can't score in a whorehouse. They needed BYU to play blindfolded today, open the game 1 of 11, have no clue what the hell they're doing, and honestly, shoot awful. So bottom line, it's an upset. Duquesne is nowhere close to being as good as BYU, but welcome to the tournament.
But then again, maybe we should have thought better of betting against them because they became LeBron James' favorite team because, as you know, David, LeBron gifted them some shoes before the tournament. And I guess it worked. It's got to be the shoes.
Yeah, they'll lose next game. Let's talk about Creighton beating Akron. Number 3 over the number 14. No surprise there, right?
No, and they did it handily. That's what a 3-14 game's supposed to look like. Never close. Because I always say this, David. When you get to about 10 minutes left in the game, and if you're the favorite and the game is close, you're gripping. Because you don't want to be the team that gets upset. You want to coast to this the way they did, winning by 17 points, pulling your starters. That's how you win your opening round game.
So let's get to some of the games that will happen later today, this afternoon, and later tonight. This one I don't quite understand. Oregon had an awful year, an awful season. They're a bad team, the 11 seed against the 6 seed South Carolina, but they are the 2.5-point favorite in this game.
Yeah, it's in Fale Dante. So Oregon's record looks different if you factor in their big man. He's basically like a Chris Bosh. He missed several games early. They lost them all.
Mm-hmm. When he plays versus when he doesn't play.
Yeah, night and day. And here's the other thing. Dane Altman, Oregon's coach, 7-0 in the first round. They don't make it every year, but when they do, he wins. So, David, it's priced in. That's all that. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Correct.
But it's priced in.
Nevada, the 10 seed against the number 7 Dayton. Nevada is favored by 1.5 in that game.
Look, this is a game I'm gonna walk into. Like, I don't like Steve Alford. Now, the benefit for Nevada here, they don't have to get on an airplane to play. The game's on the left coast. Dayton, you're going to get to see one of the 10 best players in America in Deron Holmes. He is a true stretch four. He can post. He shoots 38% from deep. He goes 20-10 every night. I don't know how he's at Dayton. I don't know what they're paying. Maybe they gave him the state of Ohio, the key to the city.
Sometimes people like being the big fish in the small pond.
I like Dayton. That's right. I like Dayton. I like the way they play. I think you get the best player on the floor. The problem, Nevada's no slouch. They shoot it. They guard. I'll probably walk into another loss later. I like the Flyers.
Speaking of big fish in a small pond, let's get to Will Wade's team. McNeese, the number 12 seed, going against number 5 Gonzaga. Now, Mike, I've heard you talk about this.
First of all, how did he get another coaching job?
Because it doesn't matter. There are no rules.
All right.
Got Connor Stallions on line 6. What do you want to talk about McNeese State?
I've heard you talk about they should not be here. They're not a good team. They can score, though, man.
Ooh, I've never said McNeese shouldn't be in.
Okay, Gonzaga maybe.
No, Gonzaga's overrated. Gonzaga's the one I have smeared. Let me focus on this. First of all, I think Gonzaga's a bad draw for them. I like McNeese. I think the story's fascinating. I like it when coaches put their you-know-what on the block. And he stood up at that opening presser, and yes, he's a scumbag. He goes, we are going to have the greatest turnaround in college basketball. We're going to go from 23 losses to more than 23 wins. Print it. I'm here. I said it. And he delivered. Now, what I don't like, they're wearing T-shirts into the arena today with all the articles printed on it. Like a receipts T-shirt.
Oh, sponsored by Brad Holmes.
Yeah, I don't need that. I think Gonzaga's a terrible draw for them, David. That's hey, my man Graham E.K.
You know what it is?
Because I think for it's very similar to what happened with Michigan State. For a few, you get a chance to have a second season, a second chance. Things didn't go the way they wanted to, didn't win their conference, but now, you know what? Nobody's counting on us to do anything. Let's see how far we can go.
So let's talk about one more game where the lower seed is the favorite at this game. Before I get to the game I really love, Drake, number 10.
Yeah.
Favorite, a 1.5-point favorite over number 7, Washington State.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Wazoo's a mystery team. They're playing at midnight.
Right.
They don't play a sexy brand of ball. They'll guard. Best player on the floor, though, is Tucker DeVries. Mm-hmm. His coach's son at Drake. He's the Larry Bird Player of the Year in the MVC.
But
they're an older team. What's up, Rico?
Oh, no, I was going to say NC State got Burns. Yeah. I don't think anybody's ready for that. I don't think you could. You can't have anybody on your scout team.
Wait, Drake Wazoo is what we're wrapping
on. Oh, okay.
No, you're good. All right. Know there's a zillion games. Drake Wazoo, I want to see it.
Yes.
I like Drake. And I like the fact they're all 30 years old, two kids and a mortgage. You're getting grown-ass men playing on Drake.
Yes. So let's get to a game that I love and then the game we all are going to be watching tonight. I believe the upset happens tonight. The 13th Samford. It's going against Kansas, and the reason why I feel that way is because of the injuries that Kansas is dealing with. They've lost a lot of games the last few
years. They have.
And McCauley's out. He's out for the tournament. He's their do-everything wing, rebound, defender, scorer. He's everything.
And I don't know how many hits that Hunter Dickinson can take on the shoulders.
Yes.
Right.
Because he'll play, he'll start, but a hard foul, he lands awkwardly on the court, and he's done. And when those two weren't in the game, oh, my God. They look like – Kansas looks like a totally different team.
Yeah, for me, I don't know enough about Samford to be straight up with
you.
But it's clear –
it's just the Kansas
and
side.
The number, the numbers moving down.
Yes.
There were flat sevens out there when we took the arrow. Wouldn't be surprised if it goes down to 6 or 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were going to pick an upset special, that's one I would go with.
Yes, and then we real quick, you don't have to say much about this. Just if Oakland can win, that's the game we all care about tonight.
Yes.
Is Oakland win?
No.
Yes. And, David.
No.
Here's one for you. A quick by the numbers.
Oh, no.
24-7.
What's that?
Tom Izzo's record in the second day game. I mean, the second game of the weekend.
24-8 is what you're
David,
about to see.
David, come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
And that is your NCAA Blitz.
We do it every week in football. The man to my left, Eric Stevens, Circa, Las Vegas, the D. This is the Galaxy Room, right? I always call it the March Madness Fiesta, but I know it as a name. Is it Galaxy?
Yeah, Mike, this year we are in the Galaxy Ballroom at Circa. You are correct, my friend.
How the hell did this event get this big from we started like 15 years ago?
You know, I was talking about that with our team early this morning. I was over at the Detroit Ballroom at the D, where you guys first started. In the first year, we might have had 100 people.
Sounds right.
And, yeah, it's just grown and grown and grown. I mean, the Detroit Ballroom's packed right now. We'll do a couple thousand people through there today. And then here at the Galaxy, I mean, doesn't look like it looks like it's packed in here too.
It is.
That's great.
It is. Like, one thing that I can't believe, we read it on the air the other day, is the amount of money bet on the tournament at U.S. sports books, not even global, $7.6 billion.
More than a Super Bowl.
Double the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're talking about on the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no question. I mean, the March Madness has now surpassed Super Bowl by a long, long set. I mean, that happened about 15 years ago. But, I mean, to see what's happening now, and I mean, think about yesterday. Last night, you were down. We were together. The play-in games, the volume on the play-in games on Wednesday is unbelievable. And that today and tomorrow, just crazy.
I never knew we had this many Grambling State fans.
No,
but I mean, it was crazy. It was wild. Yeah.
Right, but, because all of a sudden you adopt a team when your team's not playing. You want to see that team playing with the play-in game. The winner is making it to the Sweet 16, so it's no longer just a throwaway game anymore. You got to pay attention to this. So, Derek, you see all of this and how it's grown? Let's put on the crystal ball. Anything new for next year or in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we'll do 5,000 people through Stadium Swim today. We got this party. We got the D ballroom. Sportsbook here, you know, that's been sold out for a long time. That's run by a brother race guy, Chris Wilberding, so he's doing that. Over here, you see Robbie Chico. He's a Farmington Hills man over there. This is his party over here, running Galaxy. And we got Mike Palm, the Golden Domer, over running the Detroit Ballroom. Yep. So all these parties just keep growing. It just tells you how much people want to get out and get together with their friends, their family, their buddies, have some drinks, bet some sports, and just hang out together.
Well, I just got to let you know, shout out to you, Derek. You might as well have sponsored my flight here, because all everybody was talking about was coming here. I just kept my mouth shut and just was like, wow, this has become the event for March Madness in Vegas.
Yeah, and for that, I got to tell you guys, both of you, and way back when with Terry and Bob Turner in 97 won the ticket. Thank you, and thank all the Detroiters to come visit the Detroit home in the desert here, whether it's D Las Vegas or Circa. Thank
no,
you
and
guys.
It's also no, and honestly, it's one thing is like when sports started to get legalized in all the states, you kind of wondered would it affect the draw, because yeah, you can sit home on your couch, but there's something about March Madness, man. It's packed. It has had no negative impact. People just flock here.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to be smart to win in March Madness.
I'm aware. I'm probably like about to go 0-2.
As a matter of fact,
a real blessing.
Right, the dumber, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you know, one thing people ask me all the time, like when sports betting became legal in additional states, some people thought that would hurt Las Vegas, and I always thought it wouldn't. Like, for example, you know, we're up now in five states. Take Colorado as an example. Colorado's a state, remote registration, remote funding. When you have states that have those rules, what's the result? No one's going to spend money to build a great sports book. No one's going to spend the money because there's no reason. People could bet sitting in their basement or sitting in their apartment.
Yeah.
You know, so there's an element about Vegas that's different. Vegas has all these huge, huge parties. It's grandiose. Vegas is an easy city to get in and out of. So I think there's a lot of reasons why Vegas, you know, it had the jump on having these parties. But I think that's where Vegas is still going to be a great place to come for March Madness.
I think the other thing, too, is it's going to be, and I know there's no hard time frame on it, but it's going to be a four professional team city. You're getting an NBA team. And obviously the A's thing is a thing. And I know that's gone a little back and forth in the media, but you're going to be a four-sport town. It's not just going to be an event town. People are going to come here, and it's like the Raiders. Football's the perfect event sport. There's only eight games, and it's different. It's not 50 dates to sell out. So, no, it continues to become something I never imagined it would become.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great sports tourism town. You know, just a week ago when the Red Wings were out here, we had a great time. Huge Detroit Red Wing contingent came out to go see him play the Golden Knights. Raiders or something. I mean, everybody's circling their calendar when their team's playing at the Raiders. They're coming out here, whether they got tickets or not.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, Derek, is there one team in this tournament that you personally, for your casino, hoping doesn't cut down the nets?
I would tell you that we're pretty evenly balanced right now. I think we're probably going to shade against Iowa State going forward. We had a good amount of Iowa State money. I think all of us really respect Iowa State. We also respect Creighton quite a bit. So those are the two that I would say at this moment, Circus Sports would not be loving. But
gotcha.
But it's so early. I mean, the amount of wagering on who's going to win the tournament is still going to be massive. It's still majority of it's still going to come in.
And I'm putting you on the spot, but just for fun, you don't have to be quoted on it. What do you think the line would be on North Carolina Michigan State Saturday? For fun, 7.5.
I think it's going to be a little more than that.
9.5.
A little bit more than that. Yeah.
10.5. Make it 13. How about 17?
I think you're going to see a lot of Michigan State money. I mean, we saw it was amazing what happened with that line today. I think you're going to see a tremendous amount of action on Michigan State.
Won't be for me. Listen, we appreciate it. It's been a hell of a partnership, man. We look forward to keeping it going. And every year, you know where we're going to be, and it's good. I'm glad the result is the result, because outside of a bunch of your alma mater's fans walking around in those hideous yellow T-shirts, it's a hell of a good time.
We're going to have a lot of fun with some Oakland fans tonight, I think. That's going to be something.
Go Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting next to one.
Yeah. Right here.
Hey, guys, I just want to tell you guys again, thank you very much. I love doing this with you. Thanks for coming out to
Vegas. Our pleasure.
You
got it.
Thanks, man.
Derek Stevens, Circa, the D. We will talk more. We got a lot more to do, including deal breakers. We've got David on Ticket Text. We got to run it back a little bit on Michigan State. And I got to hit you with this Long Beach State thing as that game winds down. The funniest damn thing I read today, their athletic director trying to sell you on, oh, no, it was a motivational tactic. So we'll get to that, take care of business. All of that and more as people just yell like crazy around me, even though we're on the air. It's just tremendous.
Great job, Mike. Great job. Great job.
97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.